President Obama told reporters in his first post-election news conference, which is still underway, that there's no evidence that classified information was disclosed during the extramarital affair that caused CIA Director David Petraeus to resign on Friday. And he had this to say when asked about whether he should have been told before the election last week about the months-long FBI investigation that uncovered the affair.
I am withholding judgment with respect to how the entire process surrounding General Petraeus came up. We don't have all the information yet, but I want to say that I have a lot of confidence generally in the FBI, and they've got a difficult job.
Joining us on the line is Reed Epstein, a White House reporter for Politico. And Reed, what did you make of that answer?
You know, it was really the president, making it clear that you know, he's not responsible for the Petraeus affair. He was saying that he both has confidence in the FBI investigation, but his answer to, you know, whether he should have known earlier was really like a who me sort of response, you know, saying that if he had known, then he would have gotten flack for not intervening or for playing politics in it, and almost like it was best to not know what was going on.
And how satisfying do you think that is, both to his supporters and his critics?
You know, it's hard to know. We've seen just after that he sort of opened fire on Lindsey Graham and John McCain, two senators who had a press conference of their own earlier today to blast Susan Rice, the UN ambassador. That seems to be the immediate headline out of this, is him really taking square aim at Republicans in the Senate, threatening to block nominations for cabinet positions that he hasn't even made yet.
Mm. Does that sound like a signal of the sort of mood and demeanor to come for the next 4 years?
Well, it's certainly, of a piece with the fighting character that he had throughout the campaign. We've known that from his meeting yesterday with labor and progressive leaders that he intends to continue in campaign mode through the lame duck period to try to get his fiscal reform, his budget reforms passed. And we're seeing that some of that at this press conference today.
And he also talked more about that much talked about fiscal cliff. Those talks with congressional leaders start Friday. Give us a sense of what he said in terms of whether we may go over the cliff or is compromise possible.
Well, you know, he publicly, as he has, you know, since he became a national figure, touts the merits of compromise, said that he is open to hearing good ideas from anyone. But we know that he is dead set against extending the Bush tax cuts on income greater than $200,000 for individuals or $250,000 for couples. That's what he said yesterday during this meeting with progressive leaders. It's what he said on the campaign trail, but it's, you know, in a setting like this, he presents a more conciliatory persona as someone who is willing to look at other ideas, even if they're not what he's sort of laid down the line in private about.
Ever since President Obama was reelected, there's also been talk about whether he will really embrace some of the immigration reforms that he had hoped to do but didn't get done in his first term. What did he say about immigration reform?
He was asked about immigration reform by a reporter from Telemundo, and he said that he hopes to have a bill shortly after his inauguration on his desk that provides what he said, a pathway to legal status. Didn't quite go so far as citizenship, but talking about sort of what a lot of his Hispanic and immigrant constituents are looking to hear.
There was a question asked by a reporter, and I can't remember the exact topic, but she basically said, you promised this before and didn't come through. How can people be sure you won't cave again? Do you remember what that topic was?
Right. It was Jessica Yellen from CNN was asking about a fiscal cliff question in talking about what the 2 years ago during the lame duck session of 2010, the president also didn't want to extend the Bush tax cuts, but he did as part of a deal to get a number of other things done, including the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell and the extension of Bush tax cuts on middle-class families. The price he had to pay for that was to also extend it for the wealthy.
Right, and she said, respectfully, President, how can people trust you now? Did you feel like he fielded that one well?
Well, what he said was that at the time, it was a one-time proposition, and it was a deal that he made at the time that he doesn't intend to make again. Certainly, it's something that he's campaigned on, as I'm not making that deal again. And if he were to backtrack again, it would really be a way, an inauspicious way to start his second term.
And Reed, in 15 seconds or so, anything else that has jumped out at you from this press conference that is still going on?
You know, it's more the tone that he's presenting. It's still the campaigning president, and he still has a lot to campaign for in the second term if he wants to see his agenda installed.
Reed Epstein is a White House reporter for Politico. Reed, thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you.